Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Arnold, and you're listening to Voyage 35 Radio, home of some of the best progressive rock music on the internet, and I think you will like it.
Well, hello to all my friends out there in Prague land. This is your old pal, Big Tony the Prague Squatch, coming at you one more time with another exciting episode of Prague Watch. This is going to be another variety show this week, so I'm going to do a lot less talking and a lot more spinning of some awesome Prague. Anyway, I do want to say hello to all my listeners out there on Praguezilla, Voyage 35 Radio, and Prague Positivity on the internet radio side, and all those who are listening to the podcast through Hipcast Society 13 or iTunes or Stitcher. So anyway, I'm going to get things rolling here with an artist from the Netherlands. His name is Frank Carducci, or Frank maybe, F-R-A-N-C-K. Carducci, and he's a multi-instrumentalist who's put out a couple of albums so far. His first album was entitled Oddity in 2011, and he just released a second album called Torn Apart this year. From that album, I'm going to play a song called Journey Through the Mind.
drowning us so high. Raindrops falling on the earth, then touch the ground and dry. I wish I could just fly away, but I feel fine. Can you show me how it feels when you come back home again? But I always will remain. I've been waiting here for so long to see your face again and forget about this pain and cries. Yeah, now I feel fine. All around, and she took it lying down. But I will always let you come to the places that I found, where I can always hear that sound outside. There I feel fine.
Once again, that was Journey Through the Mind by Frank Carducci from his Torn Apart album, just released this year. Frank is a multi-instrumentalist playing bass, keyboards, guitars, drums, and he grew up in a musical family. And from what I've heard of these two albums of his, I'm pretty much digging what he does. It's my kind of symphonic prog, and I hope you enjoyed it. Check him out if you get a chance. Frank Carducci. That's going to bring me up to a little feature that I started recently called the Prog Radar Weekly Recommendation in conjunction with my friend Martin Hutchinson, who runs Prog Radar over there in the UK. This week, we decided to select a track from David Gilmour's latest album. Rattle That Lock is the name of the album. And from that album, we're going to play the song entitled And Then... Couldn't hear the dots unless I put them in there. But anyway, once again, this is And Then by David Gilmour from his recent release, Rattle That Lock. again, that was And Then by David Gilmour from Rattle That Lock. And here's Martin's bite-size review. Rattle That Lock breaks no boundaries, but it is like the musical equivalent of your favorite pair of shoes. When David Gilmour's guitar starts playing, it transports you to a comfort zone of beautifully crafted tunes. Gilmour does what he does extremely well. The instrumentals are the standout tracks for me, And Then being the standout track of the whole album. Once again, that was Martin Hutchinson of Prog Radar. That was his bite-sized review and his weekly recommendation. And once again, I concur wholeheartedly with Martin that that was one of the better songs on the new David Gilmour album, and I agreed that it had a bit of like a comfortable feel to it. Maybe nothing earth-shattering or breaking any new ground, but it's kind of like an old friend that you just settle in with, and you just kind of like pick up where you left off, if you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, that's going to bring me up to another band that approached me. I've been trying to fit in one of these kind of groups every once in a while. Like I've been saying, if you've been listening for a while, one of the nice things about being me now is that people actually pop up and say, hey, we have an album. Would you listen to it and play it on your show? So I get a chance to listen to a lot of really good music. This week I've decided to play a track from a San Francisco area progressive and classic rock band who says their music comes by way of New York City and Texas. Original music rooted in Zeppelin, Rush, Pink Floyd, etc. And their name is UV Traveler. From their UV Traveler album, I'm going to play the song entitled Traveler. We'll be right back. Once again, that was UV Traveler from their album of the same name, and the name of the song was Traveler. Again, they're from San Francisco, and if you dug what you heard here, you can check them out, get a little more information, and maybe even hear more of their product or even buy some at UV Traveler, T-R-A-V-E-L-E-R, 21STC.com. That's UV Traveler 21st with the 21 in the ST, and then C as in Century. UVTraveler21STC.com. Next up, I'd like to do something from a group called Carfagan, and I've been enjoying their music for quite a while now. Carfagan means Carthago, according to my sources, which is a symbol of glory and wisdom. And it also represents a never-ending journey into the world of the forgotten past and the unpredictable future. This project is headed by Anthony Kalugin of the Ukraine, and he has 8 albums out under the name Carfagan, and interestingly enough, the latest one is entitled 7, even though it's actually the 8th. I don't know what that's all about, but it was confusing me a little bit there for a minute. But anyway, I'm going to play a track from this album entitled 7, released just this year, and the name of the song is Hopeless Dreamer. Once again, this is Carfagan.
I shine a story in a vertigo tale. Losing consciousness, hates you seek to scale. Passionate people in a permanent trance. There's a blazing ripple in a fake romance. And you're riding the storm. Seems like you all along. Roski rolling, searching for love. Hopeless dreamer, longing for love. We'll be right back.
searching for peace. Hopeless dreamer, amused to tears.
That was Anthony Kalugin, keys and vocals, Max Velichko, guitars, Ola Rostovska, lead vocals, Oleg Prokhorov, bass, and Kostya Shepelenko, drums and percussion, known collectively as the band Carfagan. And the leader, Anthony Kalugin, is quite a prolific guy. He has a number of albums out under other incarnations of bands that he's, you know, side projects, I guess. One called Sunchild and the other called Hogwash. And I really enjoy his brand of prog, and I hope you did too.
You are listening to Voyage 35 Radio. Enjoy the music.
That's going to bring me to a band that I've talked about in the past but never actually played. We actually played some music from the offshoot of this band, which is Oblivion Sun, which is a current project of Frank Wyatt and Stanley Whitaker. But Frank and Stanley came from a band called Happy the Man. And if you recall, Happy the Man was supposed to be Peter Gabriel's band at more than one point after he left Genesis. These guys never really made it as big as I thought they could have, but they have a kind of cult status. This album was a bit of a comeback for the group after a long period of disbandment, and I think it was a very worthy successor to their first couple of albums, which I consider classic, and which are kind of considered classics among a small group of us cultists who really dig this band. But anyway, the name of the band is Happy the Man, and the name of the song is Il Quinto Mare, from their The Muse Awakens album in 2004. Once again, that was Frank Wyatt, saxes and keyboards and woodwinds, Stanley Whitaker, guitars and vocals, David Rosenthal, keyboards, Joe Bergamini on drums and percussion, and Rick Kennel on bass, collectively known as Happy the Man, from their album, their comeback album, The Muse Awakens, in 2004. The name of the song, once again, was Il Quinto Mare. Next up, I have a classic prog band from the golden days of prog back in the 70s. It's Renaissance. The original Renaissance came from the remnants of the Yardbirds. Keith Relf, his wife Jane, and Jim McCarty formed a band to do more adventurous, we'll say, music. And they recorded one album, but after that album, big personnel changes occurred, and the band was kind of reshuffled. And we ended up with Annie Haslam taking over the female vocals. I'm going to play a song from the 1973 album, Ashes Are Burning. It's very highly rated, one of my favorite Renaissance albums. And the name of the song is Can You Understand?
Float across the icy pools. sway. Now your mind is floating cool, and you can find the way.
Once again, that was Can You Understand from Ashes Are Burning by Renaissance in 1973. At this point, the band featured Annie Haslam on lead vocals, John Camp, bass and vocals, Terry Sullivan, drums, percussion, and backing vocals, John Tout, keyboards, backing vocals, and Michael Dunford on acoustic guitars. This, as I said before, is a really great track from one of their better albums of the mid-70s. And they're still doing it. They're currently on tour in the United States, and I think they have some dates lined up for Europe early next year. So look for them if they're coming near you, because they still put on a great show. Once again, that was Renaissance.
Voyage 35 Radio. Modern progressive rock tunes.
The next thing I'd like to do is by a Hungarian band that was formed in the 80s. I'd like to jump around and show you some stuff that you may not have heard of. You know, there's so much emphasis on, you know, England and the United States as being like the only places where you get prog. But no, I think I've proven to you that Sweden, the Netherlands, you know, these are great hotbeds of prog. But you may not think of like the Ukraine, which we just played some Carfagen, or Hungary, you know, but these are, you know, there are prog bands in these countries that are making great music. And I try to expose you guys to some of that. Anyway, the name of this band is Solaris. And as I said, they're Hungarian. They were formed in the 80s. And they really haven't put out a lot of stuff. They only have 4 studio albums over a 30-year period. But some of their stuff has been so good. I'm going to play a song from their album Marsbeli Kronikak 2, which... translated is The Martian Chronicles 2. They put out, their first album was The Martian Chronicles. This was the second incarnation of their Martian Chronicles here. It was released in 2014, and this is some really cool stuff. So I'm going to let it rip. This is Marsbeli Kronikak part 2 through 6 from The Martian Chronicles, or Marsbeli Kronikak 2. Thank you. Once again, that was Mars Belli Chronicak, parts 2 through 6, or translated into English, The Martian Chronicles, parts 2 through 6. The band at this point features Saba Bogdan on guitars, Robert Erdez on keyboards, Attila Kolar on flute, Laszlo Gomar on drums, Attila Seres on bass, and Ferenc Raus on drums. How many other bands have two Attilas in them? Once again, that was Solaris, really great band from Hungary. They haven't put out a lot of stuff, but some of it has just been really fantastic. Next up, another band that's been around a long time and has actually put out a lot of stuff. Over the years, I wouldn't venture to guess how many exactly, but I'm talking about Spock's Beard, who we've featured a number of times on this show. As you all know, the history of the Beard is kind of divided into two eras, the Neil Morse era and then the post-Neil Morse era. This one that I'm going to play is from their latest album, which was called The Oblivion Particle. And I'm going to go ahead and spin the track and talk a little bit about the band afterward. The name of the song is To Be Free Again. Again, it's from The Oblivion Particle, 2015 release from Spock's Beard.
Don't stop it. escapes unscathed. So rains a glass to change, and all it brings. There comes a time we stumble.
Once again, Spock's Beard, To Be Free Again, from their album The Oblivion Particle, just released earlier this year. And I gotta say, this was a really solid album. I really enjoyed it. There's a lot of great stuff on here. Returned a really great form for the band. They seem to have been re-energized a little. They picked up Ted Leonard as their lead vocalist on their last album, Brief Nocturnes and Dreamless Sleep. And Ted's been in a number of different projects, such as Enchant, Thought Chamber, and he was even in the touring band for Transatlantic. So Ted is one busy guy with a great voice here. But I'll run down the band as it is right now. Alan Morse, guitar, vocals, etc. Dave Maros, bass and vocals. Ryo Akumoto. I always mess that up. Ryo Akumoto. Keyboards, vocals. Ted Leonard, previously mentioned, on lead vocals. And Jimmy Keegan on drums and lead vocals on one cut. They also had David Ragsdale of Kansas as a guest on one cut on the album playing violin. Once again, that was Spock's Beard from their latest album, The Oblivion Particle, and it's a good one. Check it out. That's going to bring me to my last selection for this show. And as I've been wont to do lately, I'm going to dig back into the archives a little bit and play an oldie but goodie. Calling it the Classic Corner feature here. This one's from Uriah Heep. Now, some of you don't get crazy, you know. I know they're kind of on the fringe of Prague, but one of my main sources, Prague Archives, they're considered Prague or Prague-related heavy Prague, along with like Deep Purple and some of those other bands from the 70s that were kind of paving the way and, you know, doing just really adventurous stuff that really encompassed a lot of different styles. So what else are you going to call it but Prague? Anyway, Uriah Heep, I think, was a very underrated band. I've always appreciated them. I think they had one of the greatest rock vocalists of all time in David Byron, who sadly died in the 80s, I believe. Apparently he had some issues with liking to tip the bottle a little too much, and I think he died from a heart attack. But anyway, I'm going to play one of my favorite all-time Uriah Heep songs. This is from their album Demons and Wizards in 1972, and I'm playing the song entitled The Wizard.
Tales, and he drank my wine. Me and my magic man kind of feel fine. He had a cloak of gold and eyes of fire, and as he spoke I felt a
Once again, that was The Wizard by Uriah Heep from their Demons and Wizards album in 1972. At this point, the band featured Gary Thane on bass guitar, Lee Kerslake on drums and percussion, Mick Box on guitars, Ken Hensley, keyboards, guitars, and percussion, and the previously mentioned David Byron on wailing vocals. Again, fringe of Prague, but a cult band that probably should have been bigger than they were, in my opinion. I love these guys, especially this period here in the early to mid-70s. They were really putting out some great stuff. Anyway, that's about all I have time for this week. So I will thank you all for coming along for the ride once again. I do appreciate it. And I would appreciate hearing from you. If you want to drop me a line, progsquatch, all one word, @gmail.com. Or you could do so through the Facebook page, prog-watch on Facebook. While you're there, you might like the page. It makes me feel good. Or you could even follow me on Twitter, where I do the daily classic. Today's classic is what I call it. You can look it up if you want. I started my own hashtag. It's hashtag today's classic. No apostrophe. I mean, just TODAYSCLASSIC, all one word. Hashtag today's classic, where I try to put up an album cover every day for an album that was released that day, or to honor the birthday of a band member. You know, it's just something fun I do 6 days a week. You can get in on that if you want, and follow me on Twitter if you like. Prog Squatch, all one word. I'm at Prog Squatch. So anyway, I will say once again, thanks, and prog on, brothers and sisters.
Great, your house looks and smells when it's just been cleaned. So fresh. And somehow, a clean house makes your head feel fresher too. With a housekeeper from Care, you can reset your house and your head as often as you like for less than you think. Find a great housekeeper, set a schedule that works for you, and check cleaning off your to-do list so you can put your mind to other, more fun things. Get the housekeeping help you need at care.com.